Blog Talk Radio.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, for whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to the earth, and that very day his thoughts perish. Mm. Happy is he that the Lord is the God of his life, the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all therein, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseneth the prisoners. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth righteousness. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even the God of Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. And glorious and victorious day it is, another day that the Lord hath made. We are rejoicing, radio listening audience, and we're glad in it. Read for your listening consideration and your soul's edification, the 146th division of Psalms, the electrifying motivational theme that tells us, raise up this morning, wherever you are. It doesn't matter who you are. Know that God is alive and he moves by his spirit. We're so blessed today on this Sunday, the 25th of January, the year 2015, here on Matter From On High, the fastest growing radio network in the land. It's where speaking the words of knowledge, of truth, and edification, of justification, and of manifestation. So blessed to have in our podium right with me the illustrious author, James Brown Jr., who asked us, are we an asset or a liability to the kingdom of heaven? They gave us some food for thought, because sometimes we get so caught up in the vehemency of what's going on in the world. And our Messiah gave us words of exhortation saying, love not the world, because behold, the world, it passes away. So we're going to be bringing forth biblical instruction. We're going to be giving you some food for thought as this wonderful man whom I love so much and endear as a treasured friend is with us today. Thank you, my wonderful brother, for being with us.
Well, praise the Lord. It's an honor and a privilege to have an opportunity to be able to speak on God's behalf to the people of God who are tuned in on today to this internet radio show. And I pray that something that we say on today would be a blessing that will cause someone's spiritual eyes to become open, that they would be able to receive and open their own mouth as they ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their heart so they can be saved. And that way they would come to know their God purpose so they can walk in it and fulfill it for the glory of God.
Oh, yes. Yes, beautiful words of exhortation indeed, because it's time to make some decisions. And as Brother Brown and I were speaking previously, you know, it's not about talking about New Year's resolutions, because let me tell you something, we are ever evolving. We are ever changing. And it's a time of change, as we indicated when we spoke last week in the second division of Corinthians in the fifth chapter about making those changes in your life. And this is what Brother Brown is going to be doing with us. He's going to be adding beef to the bone, some more marrow to the soup as we're going forth and speaking God's word, because the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder both bone and matter. You know, let me tell you something about bone and marrow. That's a very extensive thing, because there's marrow inside the bone. It's like a filament. And thinking about something being so precision, Brother Brown, and listening audience, that it could actually separate the two. It's literally unexplainable. It's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It's fantabulous. It's monolithic to the point that it lets us know God knows everything about each and every one of us. And his eyes are everywhere, beholding forth the good and the evil. And when we speak the words of truth, it's not that we're criticizing, we're not ostracizing, but we don't want you to fall into the epitome of eternal separation, which means that you will not have the privileges of entering into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. It will be a memoir, a painful and sad memoir, when you reject the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
The only way, truth, and the light.
That's right.
He is the only entrance way into the kingdom of heaven. When God sees us, we have to come through his son's name, because
he sees
us in the eyes of Jesus Christ.
And can I interject something?
Words of inspiration as we
I'd like to interject something. Interject something there, because what you just said is so true and so powerful, and a lot of people have it misunderstood. A lot of people believe, and they really think, and you know, out of ignorance, not that they're dumb or stupid, but out of spiritual ignorance, they do not realize that they think that they can go to God and be saved. And I tell them on my radio show, no, you cannot go to God and be saved through God, because God did not die for you.
No.
Jesus Christ is the one that died. He's the one that shed his precious blood. That's why we have to go through Jesus Christ to be saved in his name.
Yes.
So we're living in a time now where Satan is on the uproar. He is has so many devices that he uses, even through technology. Technology is a good thing to have, but we know that the enemy is on Facebook. We know the enemy is on Twitter.
Yes.
We know the enemy is in these iPads and iPhones and everywhere. Wherever God is, Satan is going to be right behind me. When he know that God has his hands on you, God has an anointing and a calling on your life, and if you're truly trying to be an asset to the kingdom of God and be a doer of his word, you are a marked target. Marked targets.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. The confirmation of the Holy Spirit. You know, we were speaking yesterday, Brother Ron, it's so strange. You were not even sitting anywhere in the room.
Amen. That's right.
The Lord gave me a personal revelation. I shared it on the Facebook network, saying that Satan is without a physical body.
That's right.
He has no physical parchment.
That's
so
right. Amen.
He is a spirit held in captivity, but by the power of psychiatric interactive, or
that's
the
right.
power of transiency and thought progression.
Mm.
He infiltrates the hearts and minds of individuals who are weak, who have
that's
opened
right.
up those doors that they had no idea that were open. And
through
of psychometry, dealing with the mind elementation, he produces temptations and wickedness so that individuals, he can have them as a vehicle. A
that's
vehicle
right.
is something that you use to get from point A to point B, whether it's
that's
the automotive
right.
transit or your own automobile. It gets you from point A to point B. So he uses human vehicles to act out his will. Why? Because he knows the time of his eternal damnation.
Yes, that's right.
It's
that's
on
right.
the brink of occurring, and he wants as many individuals that he can take with him
exactly.
so he won't have to suffer alone. And because God has already said in his word, the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
And
it begins at the household of faith.
Come on here.
He's starting
right.
in the household of faith. That's why he's cleaning up houses. That's why he's cleaning up so many churches now. And
yes.
I've never heard so many pastors dropping dead until
yes.
lately. You hear, they're giving me the very one tomorrow. Another pastor just dropped dead. I mean, they did. You see, the Lord, that's what I love
come
about God.
Come
he
on
searches
here.
Each one of our hearts. You might be able to fool man, even
come
though
on.
You might be behind the pulpit, a sacred desk. If the
yes.
Lord did not call you,
come
if you
on,
have man. Not been anointed, but see, now they have it so fixed that you can go online and get
yes.
your become a bishop. You can go
yes.
online, you can become a pastor, an evangelist,
yes.
and never step in a college. And you
come
know
on.
God did not call you.
That's
and
right.
so that's where we're at now. And Satan knows
here.
This, and that's another trick of the enemy.
That's a trick of the enemy, that vehicle.
That is
that
a
vehicle.
Trick of the enemy.
That's right, that vehicle, Brother Brown, you are so on the point. That is that vehicle that he uses, the vanity of mankind, to proclaim themselves in postures and positions that God has not assumed them.
Exactly. That's
right.
What
has happened. And what that
see,
spirit translates, it causes people to become more confused, more upset,
exactly.
more vehement. And so many people are losing faith in God because of the institution of man. The social networks are one of the most damnable phases.
Yes, Lord.
Satan uses to break up friendships, to break up marriages.
Marriages. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Family conflict. To cause
right.
co-workers to war and battle against each other. And then he's become so sophisticated in his tacticism, he's even causing cybernetic bullying to happen when
yes.
young people are committing suicide. Why? Because
that's the truth.
Hell enlarges itself every day.
Every oh, I talked about that recently.
I talked
about that recently on my show. How the Bible talks about how hell has increased, enlarged
come
itself, because he knows everybody's not going to accept his son.
Come on here.
Because he said that he was to his own, and his own received him not. Thank God for Jesus that opened the door for the Gentiles.
Yes.
That opened the door for us. For those,
yes.
Even though we was not God's chosen people at that time, that opened the door for us. And so
yes.
I just thank God for the opportunity that he opened the door for me. All we got to do is believe in our hearts and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that he died, that he's God's son, and that he rose from the dead.
Yes.
And he paid our sin debt with his own blood. So
Come
he
on.
Paid a debt that he did not owe. And he paid a debt we owed that we could not pay.
Come on here. Now, you know something. You're bringing it right to the point. We talked last week, and we're just confirming so much in the Holy Spirit. This is the Holy Spirit doing the confirmation. It's not Brother Brown. It's
Amen.
Not myself. He
That's
said, without
right.
the shedding of blood, there's
That's
no
right.
remission of sin.
No remission
so
of
those
sin.
People who are the vehicles of the Satan is using as that tool of implementation to do his work. You
That's
need
right.
to renounce your behavior. And, you know, the Lord said, if my people,
which
are called
by my
name,
second
and humble themselves and pray.
And pray, yes, seek my face.
And
turn
from their wicked ways. Hear from heaven,
forgive
their sins,
and
heal
the land. And we sure need
that
healing.
That land is what you possess.
Exactly. And so, you know what, since you said that, and my younger sister and I were talking about this the other day, and it's so true. And the more I look at people that's proclaiming to be saved, and we wonder why the church is not effective as it should be, according to the word of God. See, Jesus never will lose his power.
Come
the
on,
blood of Jesus still works, and it will never lose its power. But it's the saints that are truly, who have not really devoted and faithful to God and standing on his word and trying to be doers of his word, that is where we fall weak and get short, and we can't draw people to Jesus Christ and be saved because, again, Jesus never will lose his power. It's the saints.
No.
It's the people of God who have lost their power.
That's right. There's a power outage. There's been a power.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they said they have a brown. There's two implementations of power misconstruencies. There's either a brownout or a ground out where the power
right.
has been diminished to such a level it's ineffective. It's no
exactly.
more.
Exactly, ineffective,
Satan can do what
ineffective.
He wants to do through other people.
That's right.
But then there's some areas where there's an actual power outage. The people that become so carnal minded.
Yes,
so
Lord.
There is no elementation of the Spirit of God moving.
That's right.
The faith
and you know
element
what?
Is diminished.
And that's why I love about God. That's why I love God, because he searches out each one of our hearts. You might be able to fool me for a little while.
Come on.
But
here.
Eventually, if I be around you long enough, the Lord will reveal it to me through
Come
the Spirit.
The
Holy Spirit will discernment will reveal it to you.
Come on.
Because I'm so glad that he knows each one of our hearts. He knows who's for real, and he knows who's really trying to be about his business in the earth.
Thank you.
And he knows that you don't.
Targets.
He's right. And he knows if you have hidden motives and hidden agendas.
Yes. Come on here now. And
now
you
see,
know
if you...
strange that you would say that, but here comes the confirmation again. See, when we are truly about the business of God, whether we're
That's
in the
right.
educational field, whether we're in the field of writing and doing journalistic compositions to reach people for the kingdom
That's
of
right.
heaven,
Amen.
Whether we're
That's
advocates
right.
in the community, we have bear his mark, as David bore God's mark. And
That's
you
right.
are as a moving target.
That's right.
Because
every day.
You are a threat to the powers of God.
Exactly. That's
nice
right.
To get angry. I said, Lord, why me? Why am I always picked out to be picked on? Why me? Because you bear the mark. You are
right.
different.
You're picked
you
out to be picked on. That's what he said. A peculiar people.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
A royal
You're not
going to
be understood. That's right. That's what he said.
That's right.
And so that goes, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I want to interject this. See, that goes back to, I was just talking to you yesterday about my twin sister.
Yes.
The Lord has blessed her to write a book, and it's about 360 pages. And it's called God's Adjusting My Wings.
Oh, wow.
And see, that's what he's doing with the saints. He's adjusting our wings.
That's right.
And if you don't mind, I would like to interject. Her book, God is Adjusting My Wings, is by my twin sister, Jeanette Jones.
Yes.
And it can be published through, it can be purchased through Outskirts Publishing, but it will be available in the spring.
Wonderful. And you've got to give us that contact information again before we conclude the broadcast. Please make
okay.
sure you give us that information, because that's something God is making major adjustments, talking about changes that need to be made. And the polarity of the whole aspect of what we're saying this morning, listening audience, is that God has a divine plan for your life, no matter where you are, who you are, what you're doing, whatever your situation is. Know that God has definitive purpose for you. You don't
That's
have
right.
to bow and to compromise to the damnable standards of this world, because this world has gone to hell.
Yes, Lord.
This world
That's
has
right.
gone to hell. You know, we're seeing things manifested in ways
yes.
we've never seen
yes.
before.
Yes.
Know that we're on the brink of the second coming of Jesus Christ.
And
behold, he said he cometh as a thief in the night. What does a thief do? The difference between a thief and a robber. See, a robber stands in front of your face and says, stick them up, give me everything you've got.
That's right.
But a thief sneaks in when you least expect him.
Exactly.
He's got all the windows
right.
closed, the doors locked. He finds that one invasive area, and he comes in and rips you up. And when you wake up in the morning, you've been hit.
That's right.
And that's when he's coming back. We see the signs. Read the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew. All of these things are counting down to the taking off of the second coming of Jesus Christ.
And also, that I'm going to interject this, what you just said. The earth itself is groaning for
yes.
Jesus' return,
because yes,
it is so defiled with sin.
Yes. Yes.
And only Jesus can get it back to where it's supposed to be.
Absolutely.
And so that's why the earth is even crying out. Not only mankind, those who are saved, but the earth itself is even crying out.
Yes.
To heaven, and God is hearing, and that's why we're seeing so many different tsunamis and hurricanes and earthquakes
yes.
and all these
yes.
different types of things that, like
yes.
you said earlier, that we would see, you know, in a span of time. But now with
yes.
so many different events that's occurring
yes.
right after another. That's the handwriting on the wall. The Lord is telling, he's speaking.
Yes.
My son is soon to return.
Yes.
Get it together, because you don't know the day nor the hour when
that's
he's
right.
going to appear. But one thing for sure, he is coming
yes.
back.
He's coming
and,
back.
And
that's
you
got to
be ready.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You are so right, brother.
Ready.
And according to Matthew, the 24th chapter, it tells us these things, the countdown, the benchmarks. We have educational benchmarks that we follow through with, and there's a strategic plan and analysis that we have to line up with in order to get the outcome of specific results. And everything that's benchmarked in the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew gives direct indication that his second coming is much closer than what
people
think.
That's
so,
right. And you know what?
But isn't it a comfort, though, Brother Brown, to let you come back in, that he gave us to know that don't get upset. We
that's
bear
right.
his mark and are covered under his blood. We're protected.
Amen.
We're provided
that's right.
for.
That's right.
We have
that's
Jehovah
right.
Jireh at our
that's
defense.
Right. That's
he's
right. Amen.
Take care of us.
Yes, he
Everyone
promised. He promised.
May fall down, but
he promised.
He's going to
he promised.
Us from
that's
being
right. Lost. That's why he promised. And see that, and I just give God glory, because after I wrote the book in the journal titled Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God, now he has turned around and blessed me to write another book that's soon to be released. And this book is almost what we're talking about now, about the earth. And this book is titled God, the Universe, and Man, and it's showing how we're all connected.
Wow.
See, because you, and it goes into depth. It goes into depth. Because, you know, scientists and biologists, they always talk about the Big Bang Theory, about how
yes.
everything came into existence. No, see, the bottom line is they don't want to give God glory.
They don't. They don't.
They want to think that they did all this. But this book that the Lord gave me that's about to be released is going to break it all down. It's going to finally prove to mankind that God is in control. God did this, not man.
Come on here. Oh, I am so excited, and having the privilege of having this wonderful brother in my life. I'm certainly going to get the first copy, and I'll be reading to it before I have him back on this show. It's going to be explosive, because
Amen.
This is so important, as he indicated about God, the universe, and man. Not only is the fact that there is a divine plan for mankind, instituted
yes.
by God, not by the Big Bang Theory, not by the Darwinism perspective that we all evolved from apes.
Exactly. That's what this book deals with.
To become
yes.
what they call a Homo erectus. No,
mm-hmm.
we were spirit children.
That's
we were
right.
in
That's
God's
right.
kingdom. We were in heaven. We're
That's
part
right.
of God's effigy. His
Amen.
Spirit children. But see,
That's right.
some of those spirits transcended when that evil angel, and say,
oh,
to be
my
a
God.
God, he'll never be a God. He
That's
was
right.
an angel created
That's
to
right.
do a purpose. Being an angel wasn't good enough for him. He wanted power.
To be
he
God.
Wanted
he wanted to be God. That's right.
He
that's right.
to be God. And that's
and
what
to show you,
the plunder.
And to show you how you are so absolutely right, because not only did, when God kicked him out of heaven, when he got out of control and he thought he was going to be like God or be God, not only did he get kicked out of heaven, but he took some of his angels with him.
Yes, he did.
And see, yes, now those angels are those we call them imps. But those angels and imps that the Satan has that are roaming the earth like a roaring lion seeking whom they may devour, those imps. See, like you said, even Satan knows that Jesus Christ is soon to come.
Yes.
And believe me, if Satan knows, those same imps, that angels that followed Jesus down to that was cast down with him, believe me, they realize too that the time is winding up. And that's why it's so much havoc in the earth.
Yes, yes, yes. Brother Brown, we got to say this. I got to say this as a witness to what you're saying. This is the reason why, as you indicate, those imps, those minions, those little spirits that are free, even though Satan is bound by Archangel Michael and help him.
Mm-hmm.
Those little imps, they are infiltrated into the entertainment industry.
Exactly.
People are lurid. People are using foul language, you know, through the technological communications venues.
That's right.
Communicating messages through those spirits, through those imps, through those minions, through the educational system, through those imps, through those minions, in relationships, through those imps, through those minions. Why? Because, as you indicated, desperation has set in with Satan, the lion
wonder,
the serpent. And he's doing everything. He's
putting
out all the
anything.
Dirty tricks.
And you know what? And to go along with that, I even look at the Congress and the Senate, how they are fighting. That's nothing but the enemy fighting against the president. So I look at those people that are in high authority that have rule and power over God's people in the earth.
Yes.
You know, that's why we need to pray for them. That's why the Lord said, pray for them that have rule over you.
Yes.
And so we know that there's nobody but the enemy, because they do not like, or they don't care for him, and they don't like what the Lord is doing through him.
That's
so that's why we got to keep him lifted up in prayer. We got to keep him lifted up in prayer.
We're going to especially pray for President Obama, because he's in the highest office and the officiation of this land. And you
have
to tell us, take unto you the whole armor of God, because we're wrestling against principalities.
That's right.
The highest authoritators of the land. So they're feeding into the spiritual wickedness in those high places.
That's it. That's it right there. That's
every
it.
Imagination. We
every imagination. That's what you got to do.
God and holding every thought into captivity.
Ooh,
to
Jesus.
The knowledge of Jesus Christ. And
yes.
We're going to do that because
Amen.
We're
going to
be in his name. That's right. In his
Amen.
Name. And we're going to the second division of Corinthians, the second collection of books that Apostle Paul wrote to the Church of Corinth, because they had issues regarding spirituality and the necessity of being obedient to God despite the fact that they thought they had it all together.
That's
and the
right.
In this chapter, we're going to pick up where we left off, the 12th verse. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but to give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance, not in the heart. What is Apostle Paul saying? As he indicated previously, the righteousness of God is what cloaks us and gives us the benevolent influence in which we attain the mercy of God, because some people think that once they become Christians, they no longer need the mercy of God. They no longer need the grace of God.
You need it more so then than ever.
That's right, more so. That's right, because you never know such things could be bad within your character until you become a Christian. Look like all the unpleasantries in your mind, in your heart, that were in your being, surfaces.
That's right.
That's right.
I agree.
I said
that
I never
so
knew I had a temper problem until I became a Christian.
That's right.
I never knew that I had an issue with self-control until I became a Christian.
But see, I think a lot of things about us are revealed to us in the spirit. Once we do accept Jesus Christ, then the Lord will really show us exactly who we really are, because we know that we cannot do anything on our own of ourselves.
Yes.
For those who are really trying to walk according to the word of God and trying to be pleasing to God and be a doer of his word.
Yes.
So that lets us know that, even though we are being used by God, that the enemy is not going to try to attack you, your family, your on your job, in your church, wherever he can get it. Like you said, a foothold or a cracked window. It don't matter how small it is. Because he works through people. Just like God works through people, Satan works through people too.
Yes. Yes.
And so
yes,
people have to realize, they say, oh, that's a spirit. No, it is a spirit. So when you see people acting up and acting out of normal character, but I tell people all the time, you have to look around that person and see who's causing them to act that way. And that's nobody but Satan.
That's all.
That's why you got to rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Put the blood of Jesus on him. And he said, he got to flee. He's going to flee at the name of Jesus, because that's the only thing that he could, that's the only authority that he's going to listen to. When you call on the name of Jesus, you put the blood of Jesus on him, he's going to flee. That don't mean he's not going to come back. He may flee for a while, but trust me, he's going
to
come back again.
See, if
you're still standing on your standing in faith on and trusting God.
Yes. You're so right, Brother Ron. And you know, you remind me of the fifth chapter, Book of Ephesians, talk about taking the whole armor of God.
Yes.
To stand against the wiles, the tactics of the enemy. Because as you said, he'll retreat. And then through that psychometry, the ability to reach others, he'll transmit messages to that person to come again.
Exactly.
He's got that vehicle. He's traveling to you through that vehicle.
Exactly.
That circumstance, that situation.
And not only that, sometimes there's a story in the Bible talks about how Satan had went into this one house and whooped the man bloody and had him out running out the house with no clothes on and had run and beat him naked and bloody. And then he turns around and says, you know, this devil is just one devil, one imp. I got some. You keep on messing with me, I'll bring some that's seven times worse than that.
That's right, and attack you. Now, you know something? I want to go to the chapter of Acts, the 19th chapter, and I was talking about this yesterday, and it's really bringing to life what you just said, because some people say, well, where's the scripture? Here's the scripture, and I want you all to go with me. Go to the apostles, the actions or the commissions of the apostles, that they document their actual missions and confrontations with the enemy and with other opposing forces. Let's start at the 10th verse so people can really get a thorough understanding. And this continued by the space of 2 years. So this is talking about Apostle Paul after his conversion. God made him the second chief apostle. So he was more of the commissioner of others. He said, so that all they who dwell in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both by Jews and Greeks. Mm. And 11th verse says, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, Apostle Paul. 12th verse, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchief or aprons, and diseases departed from them.
That's right.
And the evil spirits went out of them. We're talking about people that were demonically possessed.
Exactly. That's right.
Here's the scary part. Now, these thinkers and perpetrators, warning, 13th verse. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, these people said they had spiritual powers, these seers, all these psychometry workers, okay?
That's right.
They didn't under the blood. They took up them to call, I mean, they took it in their own authority to call over them which had evil spirits, saying that by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and a chief of the priests, which did so. They thought because their father was a high-ranking official in the land, they had special authority. They had recognition.
Exactly. That's
here
right.
The 15th verse says, and the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know.
Yeah, Paul, I know.
I know. Yeah. But
so who
are you? And the man whom the evil spirit was on them leaped and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house. In other words, that evil spirit came out of those men who thought because they had position, they had money, they had posture, and said,
that's
you don't have the spiritual authority, you don't have the cloak of Christ,
you don't have the
blood of Jesus, you don't have the authority of God to do nothing with us. And they beat those men down, and they ran out with no clothes on. That lets
sure
you know that there's power, wondrous working power,
yes,
the blood of the
Lamb. Yes, and Jesus Christ is the Lamb.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord.
And here he says again on the 13th verse, for whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. You say, it's up to us. It's our responsibility to make sure we acknowledge God and that the power of the resurrection abided within us, so that when we go about, we're not operating in an independent unit where we become vulnerable, because we're first made in the image of the first Adam, which was the Adam of the flesh. But we
That's
are
right.
resurrected unto the second Adam, which is the spiritual man who knew
That's right.
no fault, who knew
That's
no
right.
shortcoming.
Amen.
Well, the love
Thank
of
God
Christ
for Jesus.
Constraineth us. That means the love of God.
That's right.
He does judge it. If one died for all, then we're all dead. That means that he died for us because we all die to the very consciousness of this world and the system of operatives that it does.
Yes.
I mean,
Amen.
He
That's right.
He died for all, that they which live should be henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again.
Yes,
Wherefore,
Lord.
Since know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet not know we no more him. That means no longer we acknowledge, say, oh, God is dead, oh, Jesus is dead. No, we no longer see the death. We see the resurrection.
That's right.
It's resurrected. It raises into power. It becomes omnipotent. It becomes omniscient. It becomes omnipresent. The very characteristics of God the Father were institutionalized through Jesus Christ. And
yes,
this
Lord.
Is who we acknowledge him as the God-man, God with us.
Amen.
What? Therefore, if any man, the 17th verse, therefore, if any man be in Christ,
he's a new creature.
He is a new creature.
Mm.
Old things are passed away,
and
behold, all things become new. God
yes,
doesn't
Lord.
Remember when you turn around and you robbed that liquor store 35 years ago. Because why? You are in Christ.
That's right.
God doesn't remember how many previous relationships I had before.
That's right.
He doesn't remember that
That's
which
right.
you took that wasn't yours before you got him. All that's erased. No man can bring back to your face what God has defaced.
That's right. Amen. Thank God for that. Ooh, thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Ooh,
thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
But if you don't mind, I've got to go get in the choir stand.
Yes, you do that. And such a blessing. You've got to come back and talk about your book that's coming out.
Yes.
We're talking about the connectivity factor between God, the universe, and man. And give us that checkpoint about being a liability or being an asset to the kingdom of God. I want to be an asset. I want to be
Amen.
A benefit to everyone I come in contact with. We need your closing thoughts before we continue on with the broadcast, Brother Brown.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord for those who are listening and who would like to purchase the book. And it has a reflective journal that goes with it entitled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? Because sometimes we are, who are Christians, sometimes we can be, and sometimes we are liabilities, and we're not even aware of it. So
yes.
this book is so important, and I was like Moses when God gave me that book. I'm like, Lord, are you sure you want me to write that book? And so when the Lord confirmed that it was me that he wanted to do this through, I just thank, you know, for God for opening the door for me to be a blessing to the people of God and for those
yes.
who are not saved in Jesus' name, because there's some scriptures and chapters in this book that even for those who are not saved, when the Lord let them read this book, he's going to open it up their spiritual eyes, and they
yes.
will become open as well. They can open their own mouth and accept the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name.
Yes.
So I just thank God for that, him using me. And it's a privilege and an honor. For those who would like to purchase that book in journal, you can go to my publisher at this website, www.zoelife, that's ZOELIFEPUB.com, zoelifepub.com. And so also, before I go off the air, I just want you all to know that my twin sister do have a book that's coming out in the spring. Her name is Jeanette Jones. Her book title is God's Adjusting My Wings, and that book will be out in early spring of this year. And along with my new book, which the Lord gave me, is titled God, the Universe, and Man, and it shows how we're all connected.
Great. Oh, my gosh. You got to come back before then so that you can give us that information again and get some more insights into that book. All of these things are tools to come
yes.
to play, to keep us focused, to keep us in the right venue of our thought progressions, of our actions, because sometimes
exactly.
we need a little existential support. And I look at your publications, and God bless you, Brother Brown. We love you, and we
love you too.
Definitely lift you up in the name of Jesus Christ.
I will lift you
keep
up
on
too.
Feeding us with that word of knowledge that God is so well imputed within you.
Amen. I love it. Thank you, Jesus, for using me. That's my prayer.
Yes.
Yes. And God bless you, and I thank you for the opportunity to be on your show again. I pray that something has been said through me and you, as we, like you said earlier, we had not discussed anything, but and the same thing that just happened to, with me and you on your show today, about how the Lord confirms things through the Spirit, the same things happen, he did the same thing on with my show, with the, when I have different guests that come on my show. We do not discuss what we're going to talk about, but that's how the Lord confirms his word through the Holy Spirit.
Yes, he does, and I will be on Brother Brown's show in March.
Yes.
I'm going to keep you posted on that and make sure you tune in as well.
Praise the Lord. For those that would like to listen in on to my show, you can do that too by going to www.blog, as in boy, B-L-O-G, blogtalkradio.com / Kingdom Builders International. And I am on every first and every third Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. with different, a variety of guest ministers and Christian comedians from different churches all over the world that are on my show. So I just thank God for the opportunity to be used by him.
Yes, yes, yes. So wonderful. And definitely we will be tuning in on your wonderful broadcast. Thank you so much, Brother Brown.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. And may the Lord continue to bless you and use you for his glory.
Thank you so much, and I accept, and we love you in Jesus' name. Enjoy your service.
Likewise. Thank you.
Definitely. And listening audience, thank you so much. And let me tell you something, listening audience. He that is in Christ is a new creature. We need to constantly revisit that scripture. Forget about what happened 2 years ago. Forget about what happened 2 days ago. Forget about what happened 2 hours ago. Perhaps you just tuned in maybe 2 minutes ago. When you give your life, you surrender. When you give something away, you surrender it. You release it from your possession. You relieve it from your consciousness. You let it go so that something else can come back. And return. Remember, if you don't let something go, you can't receive something. So if you want the new life, the new perspective in life, a new outlook on life, you want your pathway, travel to be different. You want to receive that uplifting. You want to receive that redemption. You want to receive that wholesomeness, that completeness, that satisfaction. That purpose that God embedded and imputed within you to be made manifold, which means manifest, then multiply. You need to give your life to the Lord. Let me tell you something. It's not about religious practices. See, people practice is something they attempt to put on a show with. You practice when you want to put on a performance. This is not a stage performance. This is reality. With Manna from On High Network, we're not promoting a religious association because God is not a God of religious practices and appropriations, denominations, because if you take the M in denominations and reverse the polarity of the letter N, you get denominations. That's divisions amongst believers. God is not a God of divisionations. He's a God of unity. He's a God of love. He's a God of prosperity. He is a God of wholesomeness. He's a God of completeness. He is a God that's wonderful. He is a God that's counselor. He is a God that's almighty, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, the 3-0 factor. He is all of that condensed under one personage, the Lord God Almighty. And he wants you to have the very best that life has to offer. But you've got to offer yourself. Because our Messiah taught us, and he told us, Jesus Christ, that whosoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. He said, behold, I came that they might have life and that more abundant. And just pray this prayer with me as the Holy Spirit gives you guidance. And say, Father God, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me for my times which I rejected the truth. Have mercy upon me for the times I ignored the truth about myself. Have mercy upon me for the times that I failed to do what I said I was going to do. But, Lord, that was in times past. I acknowledge my weakness. I acknowledge my inability to overcome the obstacles in my life. I need you now to become the Lord, the God of my life, and the God of my salvation, so that I may breathe in another direction, that I may be elevated to another level, that I may be exalted to your honor and glory. Have mercy upon me as a sinner, as an unbeliever. Perhaps my faith, I once believed, and my faith became weak because of the actions of others. Forgive me and cleanse me according to your word, according to your knowledge, recreating within me a clean heart, and renew within me a right spirit. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, Lord, I trust that you have received me. I know that you love me, for the angels of God cover me. The blood of Jesus justifies me, and the Holy Spirit quickens and will teach me. In thy blessed Son, Jesus Christ's name, Father God, my Father, I thank you. Amen. This is your time, a time of rebirthing, a time of bringing that needful change in your life. Don't worry about your job situation. God has a job for you that no man can deploy or take and give to someone else. Don't worry about that child that's out there in the wilderness wandering about. That child will come back as the prodigal son came back and returned unto his father. Don't worry about that broken relationship, because what God has put together, let no man draw asunder. Don't worry about the conflict in your household, but God let us know that through Christ, he is the peace of God that passes all understanding, that rules our minds and our hearts. Don't worry about your financial deficit, for God told us that we give, it shall be given back to us in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into our bosoms. And Apostle Paul also confirmed that my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory. And that through him we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So thank you, Lord, for receiving these delicate and wonderful souls into your kingdom. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. This is what manna from on high is, to reconcile you back to that glorious life in which God intended through you by way of instructional in-depth teaching. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed us the word of reconciliation. That means the word of redemption, the opportunity in which you've already received at this time. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. You're an ambassador for Christ now. Your testimony is going to light the way for others to receive the greatness and the knowledge of God. As through God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead or in his place, be ye reconciled unto God. That means I recommend that you receive this gift openly and you share with others so that others too will be redeemed, reconciled, justified, just if they had never ever strayed from the truth of God anyway. For he had made him to be sin for us, which knew no sin, that we might be made righteous and through the righteousness of God in him. Because I have no righteousness. You have no righteousness. The only righteousness we have is through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this is the reason why we have to have him as our ambassador of goodwill, of good intent, as our mediation, our high priest. And we take his name and authority to receive favor from God. And that's what it's all about. And let me tell you something. It's been bad for you. It's been bad. But through your confession of your faith and your repentance, things will turn around in your life. And know that the best is yet to come, and the best will continue to get better. Keep on listening in and receive this very, very fervent biblical teaching and encouragement so that your life can be transformed, and through your transformity, others too will be inspired to make those needful and necessary changes that are so detrimental to your existence and their existence as well. And I want to say unto you, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we are able to ask and even think. Have a glorious and victorious week, and know that I can do, and you can do it too, all things through Christ that strengthens you. We'll see you real soon on Manna from on High. Keep those emails coming. Keep those prayers going up for the fervent and effectual prayers of a